Welcome back, my people.
What's going on, people?
Lee's fresh back from Dublin with a dub.
Dub.
Let's go, man. No, congrats again. Congrats again.
Bless up.
You know, you're in the finals now.
In the finals now, man.
You're in the finals now.
Taking that throne.
You got King Kenny saying little gibber and these things. His confidence is high.
No king but Kenny, yeah.
I'm dead. But nah, talk to me, man. How was it on the day, like... Even the weigh-in, just the whole being behind the scenes of it.
Yeah, no, it was good. Weigh-in, press conference.
Mm.
It was good. It ran well. It was quite smooth.
What were they saying about weigh-in and press conference same day?
Same day, yeah. They made it on the same day.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know from the viewer's perspective, but it was all right. Yeah, it was all right for us. It's all right.
And what was the vibe in the hotel? That was all the fighters in the same hotel?
No, a few fighters were in the same hotel. Kenny and that was in our hotel.
Okay.
I think there was two hotels, and then a few people was in the other one. But yeah, the vibe was all right. Hotel was all right. Dublin was raining a lot. The weather was all right. It was quite warm, but no, it was all right, man. I enjoyed Dublin.
You been before?
No, it's first time. First time. But I didn't get to see Dublin properly because of the weather.
Yeah.
But it was all right.
Nah, that's probably.
But you know, it's one thing. Usually, during day of the fight, I like to just go and circle the arena and feel
just
the vibe.
To get a vibe.
Yeah, but I didn't get to. I didn't get to this time.
So free arena. What's the capacity in there? It looked like a oval size. It looked like oval Wembley size.
I think it might have been a bit smaller than
a bit
that.
Smaller than that. It was maybe packed from the beginning, though. The crowd was packed from the beginning.
Yeah, copper box sort of size, I think.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
Around about that, or maybe just a bit bigger.
Because when I saw it packed, I was like, rah.
The arena's a good arena. There's not really a bad seat in there, the way it's designed.
Those are the good arenas, bro.
Yeah.
Where you can know whether you're at the top, at the side, you can see the action.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you was a... So what, backstage now? Obviously, you get your time in it, your time slot when it's time for you to walk and all that. What was the vibe saying in the changing room? Right?
Changing room, my vibe was good, man. It's always good, innit? Got good people around us. Yeah. The tunes were playing. Went down to Jarvis's.
You had to watch his hands.
Yeah, watch his hands get wrapped.
Did Otis come watch you?
No, Otis sent another guy.
Someone else.
Sent the other guy to watch us. Yeah, so I was in there with them. FaZe was trying to do the stiff thing and that.
The one that was getting rude.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a public
worker.
Yeah. But he done that when we weren't there.
Yeah. So, I heard.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and then you man turned up.
Yeah, he was on best behavior. Best behavior.
I don't like that stuff, man.
Yeah, but
if you're gonna chat,
you see through them, man.
Smoke.
But yeah, there was just there. Boom, boom, boom. I just told them, listen. I was in there and they was talking. I said, listen, the victory's already been established. We already won. They didn't like that, innit?
Yeah,
but
course,
the day before, during the face to face. As soon as it ended, I said, yeah, 1-0, 2-0 on Saturday.
And then them men were getting aggravated. Jarvis, he looked rattled in the face-to-face. The face-to-face, I think, is where he started deep in certain things.
He knew it's going to be a tough fight. He knew it was going to be a tough fight. And I think Wei felt the aura of everyone. I think, but I knew he was going to try and bring it. He's a tough kid.
Because he tried early.
Yeah, he tried.
I feel like early, if he had more success... Then of course he would have fed into that confidence and got into his bag. But
you know what it is as well. See, sometimes when people don't give you the reality, when you get in there and it's not how everyone made you think it's gonna be,
and you just get the
shock of your life. Then you think
people need to. You know what? When people fight Gib, I can see the last few opponents. Anyway, I feel like all the last few opponents have felt that all they have to do is land one punch.
Yeah,
and Donnie will be gone.
Yeah, that's what they think.
Just because of what happened with Jake.
Yeah,
the man that is so much bigger than him.
So much.
Like, this is the thing we were saying in camp. We was like, bro, this guy's too. He's a big guy, bro.
Yeah, he's not your size.
You have to eat bears, like
you're not your size. You have to put on weight.
You weren't even eating two for athletic performance.
Exactly.
He was eating
just to make weight, just to make the weight so the fight could go on.
Cause I see your Taylor Holder thinking, I land a one bang, I can do something. Austin McBroom don't train because he thinks if I land a one bang, you can do something. Man, them let that narrative go. Jarvis come out. It looked like he had the same sort of vibe, where it was land one early.
He came out fast. We knew he was going to come out fast and aggressive already.
Gives circles round, gets his composure.
That's Once he just finds his range and boom, 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 it's a wrap.
Very good performance.
Great. I'm proud to say the best inside boxer in the influencer scene.
Yeah.
If you disagree, show me who or tell me who.
Show me clips of who
doing great inside work.
It's true. Defensively and offensively. We're not talking about just a body shot. We're talking about having the ability to catch, boom, roll under. You know,
we haven't.
Boom, boom, working.
And you know what it is? People are hypocrites. Because people are acting like Jarvis is going to be the guy to dethrone Gibb.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Jarvis, Mayweather gym, doghouse, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, because people focus on the wrong things, bro.
People don't know nothing, man. All these people, you're no boxing acumen. You've got people that don't know. Started watching boxing 2 years ago, think they can
talk
give
about
opinions and
because he was at the Mayweather gym, innit? That's where.
Come
that's
on, get out of here, get out of here. You don't understand.
But he's got potential.
He's got so much potential.
He's got a lot of potential.
So much.
But he needs to. I think go back to the drawing board, reevaluate some of the ways he preps for the fight, and then he's get his confidence back. Because right now his confidence is going to be low, you know what I mean? Yeah. He's going to be upset, of course, naturally. But how do you bounce back? Mm-hmm. How do you get back into these sort of realms? Because I feel like he could test a lot of guys in the industry.
Of course he can. Even he could now. Test a lot like, of even guys now. Yeah. He'll fold a lot of people. But I just knew that we have too much information in our exercise book to let a guy like Jarvis come and give us any problems.
No, of course. Of course.
And but Jarvis, I rate Jarvis, very good, respectable guy. He did come to win. And yeah, but I just knew that it can't happen. But me personally, I wanted Gibb to knock him out.
Yeah, I know.
See, sometimes that's why I was a bit vexed.
You wanted that.
Because I saw so many opportunities of where he could have done it. But the way the universe is set up, Jarvis is meant to live and fight another day. Because if he would have got knocked out, I think that might have been the end of him. I don't know. But I knew he was going to be tough because he's from a warrior race. I think
Nepalese
and that. From a warrior race. He's got a solid head.
So he's tough.
He's tough, man. I knew he was going to be tough.
And he's always been tough.
Yeah.
He's always been tough.
His brother's funny, though. Like, in the fight, I see his brother, like, looking across at me like that.
Yeah, because these men think that's a gimmick to us.
Yeah.
That is a gimmick to us.
I'm from badness now. Like, what's that going to do to me?
That
makes
me laugh. Like,
yeah, it makes us laugh.
It makes you
laugh at them, man.
What were you thinking after round one? Obviously, round one, I think, was the only
round. Round one, he came out fast. But the funny thing is, we knew he was going to come out fast. I was thinking, what's going on with this stupid guy, man? Like, come on, man. You knew that was coming. You should be bam, bam, bam. But it is what it is.
It's part of the process.
See, the thing is, I know the way we train. And, like, that little hit is not going to do nothing. Round one's one of them ones where people can say, Gibb won that.
Yeah.
Because when I was there, when I was watching it, I thought, ooh, Jarvis had this round guaranteed.
Yeah, I thought
like, that's
actually
in a way.
When I watched it first time, but, I thought, okay,
but when I watched it back just before we started this video, like, some could say, Gibb won that. He finished the round well, finished it strong, landed some good shots.
That's how I felt about the second round. The second round, I think I was more like, don't know.
Yeah.
But then I edged it to Gibb on activity.
Yeah.
I think Jarvis that round had some more eye-catching,
yeah,
like spurts.
Yeah.
But overall work in the 3 minutes was done by Gibb. So that's why I gave him round 2 to 5. But the first two definitely were the closest.
Yeah,
two.
Very close.
And
round three. Oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
When he came back to the corner after round three, what was you feeling?
You know, it's all blur, man. Oh, when he come back, I knew it was a wrap.
Yeah, I knew it.
Grabbed him now, we're taking it. I told him, this guy is the submersible. I told him, we're taking him to depths.
Take him to depths.
He
kept getting
and his
deeper.
Coaches couldn't help him. A lot of his coaches, they look helpless.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Because they can
I
see
knew
that their guys
grabbed
getting
him,
broken.
Now we're dragging him down.
If that was an 8-rounder,
he would have stopped him. Yeah, but see, the thing is, I honestly believe that in the back of Jarvis's mind, there was the quitting aspect. From the body language alone, he didn't want to be there now.
I feel like he was considering it.
Yeah, he was considering it.
I feel like he was considering
but still trying. Is it from a warrior race?
Yeah,
isn't it?
He didn't want. I think he knows the consequences of quitting.
Yeah, he didn't want to let his coaches down.
And he thought, I can't be
whatnot.
On the list of men that have quit.
But I wonder what I don't even know what their game plan was in the corner. I don't even know what they were saying.
You know what? It's true. I think, you know what? It looked like in the beginning, it was to land the power.
I know. They fought the right hand. Yeah.
Then I think. They done. They thought he was gonna slow down a little bit. I think they thought Gibb was gonna slow down a bit because it didn't look like there was a plan to negate the pace.
Yeah,
it looked like a more of a hope that man might
chill. Yeah, might chill. You know, there's no chill over here, man.
You know what man's hoping? Like maybe when he come out next round, he will chill. Like he will stop. They weren't, and then when it didn't stop, plus you're getting damaged.
Yeah,
to the body.
Beautiful work to the body.
Man's moving everywhere like a fly.
Yeah,
Gibb's like a fly.
One thing I'm proud of is the defense has improved a lot. We're seeing better and better defense each fight.
Yeah, he's defensively aware,
and to be in the right place. So yeah, good development, man.
The kit look fly as well.
Yeah, come on, man. Gucci
Gibb, man. Gucci. He come out. I rate it. Trust still. Me. So, and then all right, cool. So let's move. Let's move to what we know is next. We ain't got the date. We ain't got the location. But we know the Kingpin final is up next. Mm-hmm. King Kenny's performance. What did you think? of the performance?
This is a good performance. Good performance. The fighter doesn't choose who he's fighting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You fight what's in front of you.
Yeah.
So he fought Winderson. He beat Winderson. Is Winderson good? Nope. Trash. Nope. Trash. That's what I'm saying. This stupid community, yeah? Why they hyping him up like he's something special?
Because of the first fight. Isn't it? Because of the first fight he had.
But look at his opponent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, personally...
And he had the exhibition with
I was watching it from the side. So, Kenny knocked him down. Round one, I thought, yeah.
This should be done early.
I watched the round two. I was bored. Round three, I thought, let me just go, man.
Is it?
I just left. I knew where the fight was going.
Third round.
Yeah, I knew where the fight was going, but I thought I saw that you're meant to knock him out by now. Yeah, but he didn't. So I thought, let me just bounce, man.
I think Kenny. Yeah, he definitely settled into a flow.
He was in flow state. He was in flow state because there was no danger or nothing coming his way. There was no threat. There was absolutely zero threat.
I did notice one thing, though. The whole of Kenny's fight, he was... Hey, I stand by what I said. Before I get into that, I do think it's the best influencer boxing performance ever.
No, that's a lie, though.
Who was who?
But there was no threat.
Yeah, but who's the better performance?
Gibbs' performance was better.
On that day?
Of course.
Because of the
opponent. You saw, in terms of ring control, defense, offense, punch variation.
From that side of things, I would say,
bro, as a punching bag.
But that's not his fault.
It's not his fault. But of course your performance is going to be good. If there's no threat.
This is what I'm saying.
If there's no threat, your hands could be at your ankles.
If there's no threat, you can do what you want. There's nothing coming back at you.
It should be the guy's lighter, he's smaller. He's not even throwing.
Yeah, true. He wasn't throwing.
He's not even throwing.
But is that because Kenny didn't let him throw?
I don't know.
Because Winderson looked like he could throw.
I said before as well, this guy's just here for the journey. He's not hungry. Kenny's hungry.
Oh, no, yeah. He's not hungry.
He's hungry for that win.
Winderson's a happy man.
You know what I'm saying?
Very happy man.
He's super rich. He's a comedian.
He took this thing for a joke.
He did. Kenny took it serious.
No, yeah, he did.
He's a comedian. He took the thing for a joke. But the performance was good, nevertheless. The performance was good.
It was the way he was putting the team.
The uppercuts were great.
You know what I'm saying? He dominated the fight. I know he can't do that to Gibb. We know someone live in front of him.
But I was expecting him to make him get the stoppage.
Yeah.
So I don't think
you're wrong for that.
Yeah.
Once you knock a man down, you're landing your jab. You can put combinations together on him.
Mm.
Then the next stage should be that he's out of there.
But he's not a killer.
He didn't get him out of there, man. But think tough, though. Winderson's tough, though.
Of course he's tough, man. Amazonian.
He was taking them licks.
He was taking them licks.
It was a very good... You know, I think it's the shock. So many things contribute to the feeling. Because it's like, no one was expecting that from Kenny. You've seen him in camp or you see him in the build-up, so you know something. But no one else was expecting that from Kenny.
I knew Winderson wasn't in it like that. I knew he wasn't in it like that.
I expected more of a fight than that.
I thought, yeah, naturally you assume a man to put up a fight.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking man's going to be marching forward. Yes. Dashing uppercuts at man. The thing that I was impressed with, when he went inside, he chose to go inside.
Yeah, because there's no threat. He walked inside. He walked inside. No threat. Don't even know rat to the body. Come back to the head. Walked inside. So there was no threat. And when there's no threat, you can do what you want. And that's what it was. My man just had him like some skit.
Hey. So we got Kenny Gibb in the final. Like I said, Daly versus Lee as well on the coaching side of things. And these men are normally in the same tee, repping the same guy. And now they're going to be on opposite sides of the table. How you feel coaching against Daly?
See, the game's the game.
The game is the game.
The game's the game at the end of the day. But the thing is, at the end of the day, I can't fight for Gibb. Daly can't fight for Kenny.
Right.
So we both have to prepare our soldiers for battle, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And make sure they implement what they've learned and the game plan, adjust, problem solve. So that's it, innit? It is what it is. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see a great fight.
Yeah, same. It's going to be
a great fight.
I want to see a great fight. Because I know what Gibb is on. You know what I mean? I know Kenny's confidence is going to be as high as it's ever been.
Of course.
Right? So that combination there makes for a very, very good fight.
Very good fight.
Kingpin finals is going to be lively.
Yeah.
on the female side of things, we got Barbie and Julie.
Barbie and Julie in the final.
The height is gonna be a problem. That height of Barbie is a problem, bro.
Yeah, it is a problem. Long limbs. It's a
problem. She's 6 foot.
Yeah, 6 foot.
And she just dashing broomsticks at people. Just throw them like dousing.
Yeah, douse him, innit?
Literally, she's just like dousing. Julie's gonna have to. She can't fight her how she fought L.
Nah, Julie needs to work on her fitness big time. Big time.
I like the way she moves.
Yeah, all this hold. Yes, yeah, she stands on one spot. You know, like an NPC character. Like this. Yeah.
And then
wait, but when she's doing that, she's trying to get her breath back because she tries to fight in bursts.
Barbie's gonna,
but yeah, it's gonna keep pushing her.
We're gonna have to see Julie we've never seen before for her to beat Barbie. And Barbie can win doing what we've seen her do before.
I don't think that's Julie improved as well from her previous fight. It's sort of the same. It was the same.
She's a comedian as well.
She does like jokey stuff. Yeah.
So you see, it's how much do they actually want to be winners of the tournament? Yeah, this is not about just everyone in the crowd
being there,
waving the flags. Nah. It's like, do you actually want to win, or do you just want to participate in front of your people?
And she's representing for Brazil right now.
She's repping.
Only one repping. She's repping. So I want her to win.
It's going
to
be proper. It'll be proper. Emily and Elle. It's a bad day for the Brooke family.
Yeah,
man.
Bad day,
it was
man.
A bad day for the Brooke family. Bad day. There's a lot of toughness shown, but Elle couldn't adjust to the southpaw.
Fought the wrong fight. Fought the wrong fight.
Run into the shots. Yeah, and
trying to trade with a bigger girl, way stronger.
Can't, man. You can't do that. I think she said she's gonna drop weight now, though.
She should. She shouldn't even be at that weight in the first place.
How much is she weighing?
Maybe 58 kg, I think.
Okay, so right, 58, 60. And then Ashley is at the 51s, isn't it?
Yeah, she should. Really and truly, Elle shouldn't be no higher than 54.
Yeah. 54.
So she can drop down. She's got a lot to lose. It's not hard. And I don't even know who advised her anyway to be fighting at that weight.
I think it was just working, you know. You know when something.
Nah, man, it'll never work, man. It'll never work.
Or if you get told.
She's not tall. It's not like she's got the one bang.
That's the thing. She does hit hard. Doesn't have the one bang.
Yeah. I think she just hunt down Astrid now. That's it.
That is the biggest fight. Yeah. That's the biggest fight. Astrid Arreta, she's doing her own thing.
Is that for real, bro?
Yeah, it's for real, bro.
That's just probably for the OF thing, isn't it?
She set up her own show, Wet Promotions. Is it? She said Wet Promotions. That's what she said. Where is it?
She's trying to do like, it must be fake, it must be like, you know, like a gym show or something, or just girls in this.
You think it's going to be a gym show?
Yeah.
No,
NFL has the women one, just in there. The shoulder pads and knickers and bra and that. That's what she's probably going to try and do.
I think she's going to do a proper show. I think it's going to be a proper fight.
Nah.
I think she's doing a proper thing.
Yeah, this stupid girl
Daniela. Hunter Hearst Helmsley. That's what we was calling her.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Now, that's this stupid woman, man. I warned people about this OF thing. I warned Jews. Now look what she come and done. I'm happy that the...
Banner from every event. She potentially could have just grabbed everything, leave the OnlyFans at home, and only on Will's come back.
It's true. See, pick up E-Man.
E-Man.
Of course I'm vouching for that. I warned you. And you know what they need to start doing in these contracts? If you dare bare your chest in the ring, no pee.
You should be... Yeah,
no
you,
pee, you're not
you
getting
You should
paid.
Get no purse.
Yeah. There
and you should be a new banned line from added the next
to
show. The,
yeah, needs to be a new line added to the boxers' contracts now.
Because you
there's kids there, man. Have some decency, man.
There's times, man.
And then a man's in the ring, like some Jankro. Brother, I can't believe it. There's no need for that.
Bro, what? Yeah, it wasn't that deep.
No need for that.
It wasn't that deep. And you know what? It's not that scene, man. I understand you're trying to promote your thing and da, 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 but it's not that doesn't even promote your team properly. It's just putting everyone in danger.
Yeah.
It's just putting the scene in danger.
That a lot of the professional female fighters from MMA, boxing and whatnot. They're thinking, what's this girl doing? They're pushing our sport back even more. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
It's only now, like the last 2 years, the women are getting proper notoriety.
They're getting respect, you know what I'm saying? Fighters.
Boxer had the all females cards whatnot. So, and now you got people coming to do that, to degrade them.
It's very unnecessary.
Next? People gonna be screaming, yeah, you're there, sir.
Yeah.
And all that.
Is that the next step? That's what we're trying to move away from.
Is that what you want?
That's what we're trying to move away from.
That what you want.
But she would be calling on that. That wasn't good. That wasn't good. That will hold people back. But ultimately, yeah, she has to get taken off the next show or something. There got to be a... People got to set an example. You got to make an example on her to know that anyone coming from that industry, this ain't your platform to do your thing. Do you know what I mean? But nah, man, I'm after something that looked like it wasn't going to happen, it turned out to be a very good show.
Yes. To be honest, there was good fights. Good fights. Good fights.
It was good fights. Good fights. The competitive fights.
That Gibb vs Jarvis, whatever promotion that was on, it's a banging fight.
Yeah,
every fight. Promotion would have loved to have that fight.
It's a banging fight. It's a banging fight.
It's a banging fight. It's a very, and very even if fight. You're a traditional boxing fan, you would have loved that fight. Yeah. There's no nonsense, no gimmickiness.
But you could see two guys, balanced,
two good fighters. Trying to box. Implementing good skills.
Looking.
So yeah, that's what I like as well.
No, that was good. Like. Shout out to Kingpin for putting on the show. You know, we was one of the first to break the news, you know. You know what I'm saying? That it weren't gonna go off. But it did. And I'm glad it did, because I was thoroughly entertained throughout. So yeah, man, Kingpin went in. Misfits is up next, right?
Yeah, Misfits this weekend.
It's this weekend, yeah?
This weekend.
The Survivor tag.
Yeah. I think it's a more of an entertaining card. Hopefully AT and Paul Bamba give us a good fight.
I
pray that Swarms does great, man.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? I want him to do good, man. Represent,
I want him
man.
To do well.
Come on, I want him to do well, man. I hope he's picked up and learned from his last fight against Deji, but I want him to do well,
I want him
to let your
to
hands
shine.
Go, try and put some power shots together.
Yeah, you just use your mind, you know what I'm saying? He looks like he's getting better. I see some work of him the other day. He looked alright, but...
Who do you think is going to win this?
So we got Johnston, Nick LMAO, Swarms, and B-Dave.
Yeah.
I ain't seen enough of this Johnston.
He fought on one card, one of them. I think the first Austin McBroom show.
All I need to do is see him, and then once I see him.
But yeah, people try to say B-Dave or Nick.
Nick's decent, though. Remember?
Yeah, he's decent. He's decent.
He's got a little tech. Let's see, what's this? Oh, this is on social.
Bro. Yeah.
What is he wearing the wrestling?
No, but he's one of them guys, like a hippie type guy. Tries all them Amazonian drugs and all of that. DMT and all them things. Believes in the stars and all these things like that. He's one of them guys.
You know what? This is a little while ago.
Nah, man, Swam should run through him.
But he should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I've seen enough. I see what he's working with.
Only thing I like, Swarms versus B-Day, because B-Day's going to try and come at him.
B-Day's going to be the one in the survival. Yeah. You know how B-Day's going to fight? Like, when people are tapping the rope. When they're tapping the rope.
Trust me.
And then they finally touch. Yeah. That's B-Dave.
Yeah. B-Day's going to be... I know B-Day's is on smoke, so...
Swarms has a good chance.
He has a chance.
I've seen the other guy.
Him against B-Day. You know what it is? I want to see a good battle between them two, so they have to have a normal fight.
Normal
fight down the line. I would like that to happen.
This could happen where they fight separately, you know what I mean? It's not a Survivor tag team. But you know what?
It's a good trade-off.
This week, there's a lot of pressure on Misfits because, the quality of the fights on Kingpin just so happened to be very good.
You see what I'm saying?
So now, if Misfits have a show and the whole show looks too amateurish...
What do you mean? In terms of boxing ability?
Terms of the ability.
The level's up now to find the talent
of more Dean the Greats.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? More Dean the Greats, more Waleeds. There's going to be more pressure on them unless they say, we don't mind holding this gimmick thing down. And Kingpin tournament is done, to be fair, after the next show. So really, after that, everyone's dispersing and going where they're going.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, because we're from the true traditional boxing background, we love boxing. Yeah. We want to see skill set and we want to see fighters improving in their boxing ability. Mm. But then Kingstar just wants to see gimmicks and
He just wants to get as many men on the show as possible.
No, but he likes to see all the entertainment, the circus. He's a man for the circus.
He probably won't even watch
Spence and Crawford. Oh, this is boring. What are they doing?
Yeah. He's trying to see.
They're going to watch Inoue and Fulton.
The showboating and that.
He doesn't care about all that.
This was good. So I was surprised.
Roundhouse. He's good. Yeah, yeah, it's good.
He reacted to a few of my things a while ago. I've seen other
good analyst. Yeah, yeah.
He's actually a good analyst.
I'd like to sit down and talk with him. Yeah. Jordy at the table.
Bro,
you know
when they announced that, I didn't expect it. I didn't expect Roundhouse Radio, but I was very happy, you know, because it's a solid pick.
Yeah.
Because I was seeing what Fox the G, and then I was seeing some other guys. Well, really, the last one we do on it, like we said, it would be nice to have a woman, but you can't put one there for no reason.
Just for the sake of it being a woman. Just for the sake of it. I don't think there's one good enough. Yeah. I don't know what they're going to bring to the table, what they're going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. I can't see who...
No one's invested yet.
You know what? That is a good... That's a good shout. Like, make sure in the comments, people, or on the Instagram or whatever, if you are a female who's heavily invested in the crossover boxing scene, send a message or
a
comment.
I've seen a girl that's been around an interview, and I don't know what her platform is in that, but I can see she's trying to...
Do that.
Trying to get in the scene. There's a space for it. There's a space for that.
There's a big space. Yeah, there's a big space in the market for a female AFL, basically. You know, of the crossover world. Yeah. You know, and if you are interested like that, then maybe you can interview for Real Wheels. Yeah. Help us out a little bit, of course, at some of these events. We'll be down to
always looking for new talent
on the platform.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So, but even I see like. Who's the most common girls? Lauren Alexis is proper trying to get in there. I don't know. I haven't listened to her when she's doing her whole.
But she don't fight though.
But she don't fight. I don't think she's even trained boxing.
I don't think she knows. She doesn't enough. Yeah.
But I know she likes. She just wants to be part in a space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's happy with the space.
She was doing the other day.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, that brings me into a point. I couldn't talk to her, bro, when I'm fighting. The way questions she was asking, like when she was coming to the changing room, and like,
she didn't come to us.
Oh, she didn't.
No.
No, but I get that.
Yeah.
Because obviously we're all the same team, innit? Mm. That's how I look at it. We're all the same team. Our teams cross over, and you know, in my fight day, if the interviewer was coming in on the Lauren Alexis thing, we're not talking, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's not the time. Yeah. She's asking, man, what meal are you gonna eat after your fight? She's asking Jarvis, what are you gonna eat? This guy's saying, oh, I might have some hot dogs and burgers. Yeah. You shouldn't be chatting about that before licks is going to get spun in your jaw. Do you see what I'm saying?
Your mind shouldn't be in that direction.
She was asking very good questions for people at home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, from an entertainment point of view, how she presented, big up Lauren Alexis. But I'm just saying, being a fighter, when she was coming to the change room to ask some of them questions, I would have had to just politely say, yo, please, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Afterwards, like, you're a post-fight interviewer to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not building man up to step outside.
Yeah, preparing them for warm battle.
But yeah, man. But she done good though. She done good. But maybe Tennessee. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe Tennessee could be a
That's a good shot. You know. Maybe like Tennessee, there's a spot here for you.
Maybe Tennessee could do the interviews. She could do a couple.
At least she's been in there.
Do you know what I mean? She can learn the game more about what's going on. There could be future rivals and stuff, so she could be an active.
Oh, that's a good shot.
So Tennessee, man.
That's a very good shot.
And just as I'm scrolling the Twitter, it's just life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fate just dropped down and say, yeah.
Yeah.
As we was on topic. So, yeah, man. What's this?
That's the tag team. Dean versus Yadi.
Who's this Yadi gang?
He fought previously.
Well, he's just a normal brother.
I don't know. Has he got a TikTok or something? Or is he a
Yeah, you got to have something. Cause this,
but the Twitter's not popping.
No, but bro, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's the Yadi Gang TV. Let me go.
Look, followed by no one, no one that you know.
Let me see this, Yadi. Yeah.
But yeah, risky fight for Dean, putting himself in the mix.
45k subs on YouTube.
Yeah, but yeah,
but yeah, I like that Misfits do that though. It's very important for the development of the crossover scene that you don't look for superstars every time.
Every time, of course.
Because you'll run out.
Of course you'll run out.
Do you know what I'm saying? You got to let people come true.
A man will start getting acting bougie mid, and that.
Yeah, you have to let that happen.
But yeah, excited to see what's happening in Misfits 09. I don't think there's any news on that yet.
It ain't been announced yet, though.
Yeah.
What's it, July? So technically, nine Remember, should be JJ?
I think JJ? There was talking that. No. August date, isn't it? But
that's what
who knows?
Saying, so
who knows? We don't know yet.
JJ,
I haven't heard anything.
Who Who knows, man?
Oh, no, that August the 12th date must be X'd.
Oh, yeah.
It's too close.
Yeah, it has to be X'd.
It's too close.
Oh, yeah, no way. It ain't even been announced.
Must be a September thing.
It's going to get pushed back, innit? Mm. Things coming up, innit? Diaz and Jake. I see Nate sparring the other day. There was a clip of him sparring. And he was... He looked like he was
August the 5th. And then AJ's August the 12th, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. There was a clip of him sparring, yeah? And he was looking all right. He was probably on Happy Punch, to be honest.
He just... See, the thing is, man, the weight he's currently at is not the weight for him, man. He just looks wrong. You know what I'm saying?
It's done, man.
Let's
see. Let me see if I can find it. Because there was a clip. He looked all right. He looked like he had some intentions. This guy's forever body sparring, you know?
Oh, I know Tommy, innit? Oh, stupid amateur. Sparring, man. Basic. Oh. He's
blocking his body only.
Shower man, phaser kid. See him with his glasses. He's going to be bear hugging, you know?
There's going to be a lot. There's going to be cuts. One of my initial predictions, I think I was even wearing his top, was that Jake will win by cuts.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to clash heads or something.
100% he's getting cut. That scar tissue.
In it.
It's opening up. Guaranteed.
But it's a good month. Yeah. It's a good month in the crossover scene. Things are going down. I am intrigued to see who will be the last person on the small council for Misfits.
So am I.
I want to see when JJ's back in. And I also want to see when that Kingpin final and where it's going to be as well. Because man's missed both of them now for different reasons. One time I was in New York. This time, I thought you needed a passport to go Ireland, you know. You don't need a passport.
What, for Ireland?
Yeah. I thought you needed a passport.
What about for Northern Ireland? I think Northern Ireland. What about
Ireland? You do. No, I think Northern Ireland, you do. I think Republic of Ireland. No, it's the same. It's the same. I checked the .gov the other day.
Yeah.
It's the same.
You can go on your driving license.
You can go
then.
on an ID thing, but because my passport expired,
I thought I can't roll.
Yeah. By the time I thought, you know, maybe I can roll, all the flights was like $2. I'm not paying two bills to go to Ireland, bro. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? But the final now, hopefully, based on where my date is looking like, hopefully I can, come to the final. But you know what, Lee, we haven't done in a while? A word of wisdom. To wrap up the episode, a word of wisdom for the people.
In life, don't always look for the shortcuts. There's so many gems and wisdom you can pick up on the long route home. So don't always look for the shortcuts, the quick route to success. There's lots of gems, diamonds on the way.
Dirt as well.
Yeah, you're going to get dirt. But it's going to make you stronger. So it will. Sometimes the long route is always better than the shortcut home.
Yeah, man. That is facts. Sometimes do everything proper. There's no such thing as a shortcut, man.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a shortcut. You can do something properly quickly, you know, but don't do a short way that's wrong.
You know what my granddad told me? Yeah, I was probably about eight. Mm. When I used to go to my auntie's house, there used to be a shortcut through the park, innit? My granddad said, shortcuts draw blood.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? And it's the same, yeah? See all these people that take steroids and that?
Mm.
They suffer later on in life. They suffer.
You see it.
Shortcuts draw blood.
This failure, you know that failure, people this
want,
the
same
failure.
Same thing in boxing.
Hair gone.
If you want to skip certain levels, it'll come back and haunt you later
on. It does.
It'll come back and haunt you.
We've seen it with very good fighters as well.
We've seen it with very good fighters. You see it.
That's why it's essential for me, bro. You know, we're taking the journey correct.
Yeah, and it's most funny, yeah? So my coach, was coaching us, and then my cousin come to the gym, whatnot, boom, boom, boom. My coach wanted to teach my cousin and that, the basics first. My cousin was like, wow, when we sparring?
Yeah,
no, let's go spar. I'm fed up all this basic stuff. Let's go spar now. My coach idea was like, all right, cool. Sparring, head kick my cousin, boom.
Yeah. That's what you get.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
exactly
what you get.
Shortcut.
Telling man about when we sparring.
That's
it.
That's the word of wisdom.
Make sure.
I hope you cling on to that and understand it and overstand it.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Yeah. Make sure you hit the streaming platforms up as well. We're cooking. I need to tell you some stuff. But we're cooking up some bits and pieces. Just to keep leveling. But let us know in the comments what you want to see from us next as well. Or any questions, fire them over to Joseph. Anything you want us in particular to answer, we're going to do an episode in that way. I think the people like hearing us talk, but we don't give them Q&A opportunities.
Oh yeah, true.
So we want to give you a Q&A episode. Yeah, I feel like we aren't so honest. You know, you're gonna get the real. So send your questions over, and yeah, man, we'll make it happen.
Bless people.